It's Morning Edition on WNYC. I'm Michael Hill. The new Grand Central Madison Terminal allows Long Island Railroad trains to go all the way to the east side of Manhattan. One of the main selling points, it would save New Yorkers commute time. So WNYC's Stephen Essen timed its trip to see whether it really is faster to take a train to Grand Central Madison instead of the subway from Penn Station.
I'm on the platform that has tracks 303 and 304. And I'm going to walk this just like I was a commuter getting off the train to see how much time is really saved by the new terminal. And I'm going to start and time it. All right, I'm walking at a relatively brisk pace.
I'll stop the clock when I arrive at the platform of the 4, 5, and 6 trains.
At the first bank of escalators, it's not working. I don't want to take the stairs, so I'm going to go to the next one.
I lose over a minute of time there.
There's some signs. Looks like the subway is this way, so I take a left now.
Next is what is the most daunting part of the journey. Another escalator. This one is 182 feet long.
I'm gonna not walk because it's extremely steep.
The ride adds a minute and a half to the journey.
It's just about 4 minutes, and I still have a ways to go to get to the subway platform.
Next comes a long slog down a brightly lit corridor with low ceilings. There's some ads and a colorful mural by Kusama to brighten the journey. Still, at this point, I've been walking for 8 minutes, and I'm only at the dining concourse of Grand Central. It's there I bump into Long Island Railroad rider Peter Devine.
I'm timing it.
Who's also trying to figure out if the new terminal will save him time.
Those stairs are really steep, right? Like, imagine like having a couple of drinks in you and losing your balance or something. Forget it. You're gonna end up in a hospital.
Starting to lose my breath a little bit here, trying to keep up the pace.
All that's left is a quick dash through Grand Central Terminal, and I'm on familiar ground.
11 minutes, 20 seconds. And now we're gonna do a little reverse to see if it's actually any faster to get from here to Penn Station.
I take the shuttle to the 1-2-3 trains at Times Square. While I end up catching the shuttle a minute before it pulls out, I miss a connecting 3 train. No problem, there's another train right behind it. In 13 minutes, I arrive at the Long Island Railroad tracks in Penn Station. That's 100 seconds longer than it took to get from the platform of Grand Central Madison to the subway. So, it didn't really save me much time in the end. Of course, the new terminal is a far cry from the grime of Penn Station. But with a price tag of more than $11 billion, New Yorkers may ask, were those few extra minutes saved worth it? Stephen Nessen, WNYC News.